Your call is now live.
Great. Welcome to week three. This is Laura Sienkowski from Smarter Networker, and we are so glad to be back with you tonight live with our coach, Stacey O'Quinn. It's really actually hard to believe that we are wrapping up our third week already. But I'm so glad to hear about the breakthroughs that you're having, and ultimately actions speak much louder than words. So here are our top closing producers from last week. So this is going to be a group of people that had the most close customers from last week. Number three is Diana Hightower. She had one brand new customer get started with her. Number two, there was a tie between Amy Dudley and Jennifer Irvin, who had three new customers get started with them. And number one was Jessica Trin. So congratulations with five brand new customers just from last week alone. So congratulations to every single one of you. The next group of people are the group of people with the most new business partners or business associates that have gotten started with them. So last week, actually we're going to start with number two because there was a five-way tie between Paul Carroll, Diana Hightower, Nicole Eisenbrown, Kelly Hale, and Lorette Willis, who all had one brand new business partner enroll with them. And number one was Diane McGuigan with three new business partners. So great job to every single one of you. Keep it going. Keep it moving. Get those dials in. And keep posting your numbers and keep posting your results in Super Friends. But remember that Super Friends is there for you. It's there for motivation. It's there for encouragement. It's there for accountability. And everyone in this class has commitments. So everyone is committed to a job, school, kids, sports, you name it. And absolutely, we want to empower all of you to succeed in all of those things. But Super Friends is specifically designed to be related to just this class. So I know that a lot of you find a lot of comfort in this group, and we really want to keep it open and available for you. So please keep that in mind and be courteous of our teammates and think before you post, I guess is where I'm going with that. So we had some really super incredible feedback last week. A special thank you to you, Stacey, for being so available and so willing to help the field, but also in staying so active in Super Friends in between the calls and in between the days and the weeks, because your interaction really does mean so much to this group. So again, thank you. Okay, let's get rolling. Let's turn all of our distractions off. Get your game face on, and let's welcome back tonight's mentor and coach, Mr. Stacey O'Quinn.
Thank you very much, Laura, for all you do. Thank you for the introduction, and thank you for what you do for all of Smarter Networker. I mean, you were talking about some, what I would say, tips of the road, rules of the road, being respectful and honorable in our things that we say, encouraging on the Super Friends page. And as you were talking about that, which is all, you know, one of the things that we don't think about when we put words out there, when we put text out there, one of the things that we don't talk about is we actually create our brand. You know, we either come off as a whiner and a complainer, or we come off as an encourager, a leader, a helper. And we come off someone who's on their way to success or someone who's going to stay stuck in failure, just based off of our words and what we put out there and the way we treat other people. But anyway, that's a whole other – I could go on an entire training on that. Well, that's not what this call is for. But as Laura was talking, one thing that hit me is they create all these tools. They create all this environment. I mean, this class is taking place because of Brian and Laura and the entire Smarter Networker team. They put it together. They booked Danny's time. And let me tell you, that's something that is very difficult to get. It's very fleeting to come by. But they put all this together. And so if you need anything in your business and you want to succeed, I would stay plugged into people who have a track record and know what it takes to succeed. And if you're deadly serious about building your business, building your team, getting people to the events, plugging people into the training, if you're building your business from a place of professionalism, that you know what, this is something that I'm absolutely serious about. This is eventually going to replace my full-time job. This is how I'm going to get out of debt. This is how my kids' lives are going to be totally different. This is how my family is going to be able to do things we've always wanted to do, go on that trip, how we're going to be able to actually have stability in our life. If you're absolutely serious about that, and I hope that you are, you're on this class, but if you're deadly serious about that, don't ever hesitate to reach out to Laura. She she's built a career in this industry, and she's done it through hard work. And so long as you're not afraid of hard work and you are working hard, then Laura is someone you want to get to know at Smarter Networker. You want to connect with and pick her stinking brain at the events. She is no nonsense. She is to the point, and she's incredibly professional. So make sure, how often do you really find people that you can connect with one-on-one who do this as a, or have done this, have a track record of helping people do this as a career long-term? Laura is one of those people, and she's very giving of her time. So on behalf of the entire community, thank you, Laura, for all you do. Okay, we're going to get into today's call. Time is short, and it is going to stink and fly by before we know it. But I want to say one thing. As I looked over the numbers, I want to congratulate every single one of you. If you did more, and it was most of the class, by the way, the vast majority of the class, if you did more this week than you did last week, congratulations to you, because that's how you get to success. Congratulations to you. That there, you made improvement. And it doesn't matter, you know what your numbers were, and you look to make improvement, whether it was more dials, more people you took to a presentation, more people you read a closing script to, or closed, and a couple of you got your first close in quite a while. Congratulations to you. You deserve to be commended. And know this, you're well on your way. Now stay on that track, and every single week is better than the last week because you're a new person with new experiences and new skill every single week, as long as you're always giving it your best shot to be better than you were last week. So congratulations to you, to each and every one of you. The vast majority of this class has shown incredible improvement, and it is absolutely phenomenal and amazing to see. Truly, it's mind-blowing, really, to see. Before we get into tonight's role-playing, I just want to do just a quick recap of one piece that we discovered last week before we get into the closing training, because this piece is huge, and I'm gonna bring it up a little bit from time to time. I'm gonna ask some specific questions of people tonight, so I just want to just recap this. Before we can close someone, we have to first make sure they go to the presentation, and we don't just send an email and hope they'll get it, because sometimes people say, well, if I send them the email, if they were serious, they would have went. Let me share something with you. Never anyone who showed an interest, I don't care if you met them in the Walmart parking lot and you started having a conversation, you're getting your oil changed at the you know, quick lube place on the street, and you're sitting there waiting and you're having a conversation and you find a need and you start talking to someone and then you end up prospecting them and taking them to a presentation. I don't care if it's a family member at a family reunion. I don't care if it's a cold lead, which is, seems to be about 60-70% of this class, and you're forming someone. If they filled out a form on the internet, if they expressed a need to you face-to-face, whether you knew that person before or not, they are interested and they're qualified. I want you to think about the very first time that you actually came across the information about your business. You remember that time when you just couldn't even sleep at night? You were so stinking excited. I mean, what were you thinking about? Why did you get started in your business? Was it because you realized the value in the product? And then, oh my goodness, I can make money and I can actually make good money with this thing. I mean, my goodness, an extra, you might have been that person that said, my goodness, an extra $200, $300 a week, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, that would do amazing things to help us just live more comfortable, pay down a little bit of debt, save for college. Or maybe you looked at it and you looked at it a little bit more of a career focus and you were just blown away by the actual income potential. You're one of those people, you actually extrapolated it out, and if you got one person started a week and where that would end up, where you would end up at financially down the road, and the things that you would be able to provide for your family, the stress that wouldn't exist. How excited were you? Were you that person you couldn't wait to get started? I mean, the person you're working with, whoever that may be, your upline, whatever the case may be, they couldn't get your money fast enough. You were excited once you figured it out and you were getting started in business. I'm not talking about just buying the product. I mean, you actually got started in the business side of it. I mean, you thought about the needs that you had in life and how excited it would be that, you know what, you would be sitting in church and someone would talk about a need, or something would happen, you'd read something in the newspaper and know that you could actually write a check and not even second guess that you could help someone who was suffering. How excited does that make you if you were that person and know that now there was a solution? You didn't come into the holiday season, you didn't have to worry about that. You know, people are in need and you're just trying to scrape together a few pennies. Or maybe the fact, just the excitement to know that here you are looking at retirement's going to come down the road, and now that there's actually a solution, my goodness, there's a solution that can actually work and be retired and be able to travel and have less debt not be worried about the expenses that you saw your parents or grandparents go through in retirement struggling? What was it, those things that got you excited to be able to be at home with your kids? I have a question for you. Who doesn't want to be have less debt and less stress? Who doesn't want to be able to be at home and spend more time with their kids and grandkids and have the time freedom to create memories with their kids? Who doesn't want to live life in a way that it is a stinking blasting on their terms? Who doesn't want to not have a boss? Who doesn't want to be able to have time to volunteer and help out when they want to, something in their community, or to be able to give money and really make a difference and not have to worry about their own bills suffering? Who doesn't want those things? Every single one of your prospects wants those things. Unless they're just like dead in the head. But they would have never filled out something online. They would have never mentioned that need to you at the Quick Lube place or in the Walmart parking lot. They would have never expressed the need to you. The proof is that they expressed the need to you when you were forming them, and that's why you took them to a presentation. The mistake that we often make is if they go to a presentation, oh, they didn't make it, they weren't there after the presentation so I could close them. They just weren't interested. That is absolutely a lie from the pit of hell. The better question is, why didn't they get on the presentation and go through it? What we discovered last week is the vast majority of people aren't getting people to the presentation. You think you are, but you're not. And I know some of you were talking about that in Super Friends. You're doing some things, and I'm seeing some improvement, and that's absolutely awesome. Remember, you can't send people an email. You just don't send them an email and hope to follow back up with them. Because remember, even though they have all those needs, they don't know when you call them that you're as serious as you are. They have no way of knowing that you're as serious as you are. They just filled out something on the internet, maybe. And by the way, the majority of people, the advertising companies tell us the majority of people who actually buy leads, people who are in a home business and buy leads, don't call their leads. That means that if these people have filled out information before, some of you may have done it, you filled out information before and no one ever called you at one point. The way you build your business, the way you connect, shows that you stand out in a different way. And that's all prospecting. But you got to physically walk them to that actual presentation. And you got to edify that website. You got to edify that person sharing the message. You got to frame their mind. Danny Johnson says in Presentation Success System, 90% of the close is done in the edification, because that's what determines on whether or not they actually go through that actual presentation. How you edify it, and you make sure you walk them to it. And then afterwards, that's when you want to be in a position to actually close them and read the script. But so often people say, gosh, my presentation, I did my part. It must be the presentation. Let me clarify that for you. It is never the presentation's fault. How do you know? Other people are using the same presentation to make you money. It's amazing to me how people who haven't had any success, made any money, always have an opinion on how they think they can do something better, and someone else has made millions of dollars using it. There's a presentation I use in our company that the guy who created it, literally, it's unedited, uncut, it's amateur stinking footage, it's not even HD footage this day and age, it's all grainy, and it's a guy sitting in his kitchen talking, writing on a whiteboard, and you can tell 100% he ain't polished, and he's not using perfect English. And it's not even an HD quality video. That's the presentation that I use and have made millions of dollars with it. I know another presentation of people on this call right now. Actually, I know a lot of your presentations, but I know another presentation that has closed millions of dollars being used by people on this call right now, and it's just a woman outside talking, and the wind's blowing, and it sounds like she's got a stinking lisp, and it's very difficult to understand the video, and it has closed millions of dollars of sales. It's not about having the right presentation. It's about, are you the right person taking them to the presentation, and are they actually going? Is their mind framed appropriately? It doesn't matter if it's a 3-minute presentation. It doesn't matter if it's an hour long presentation. All that stuff is not up for us to decide, because the majority of us are just getting started in business. Once you've made a 6-figure income and a multiple 6-figure income, then you can take the time. You can afford to play with all the presentations you want to. But in the meantime, if other people are using it and making money with it, long as you know that for a fact, then that's all you have to worry about. That's what you use, and that's what you make money with. Period, end of story. And then we can work on that. See, what happens is when we don't blame the scripts, we read the scripts, when we don't blame the presentation, when we don't blame the quality of the lead that we're calling, it's not the lead, it's not the presentation, it's not the scripts. Other people have used it and literally made millions and millions and tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. So then it comes down to us and our skill set. And the quicker we're willing to accept that versus trying to figure out why our process isn't right, the quicker we're willing to accept that, the quicker we can learn and gain skill. And by the way, that's something that never changes, even for me today. Today's call, we're going to really focus on actual reading through the script, finding out. I've actually selected some of you guys who've actually got a chance and actually been reading through the closing script, and we're going to, some of you, you know, you might have got one person, a client or something like that. Some of you, quite a few of you, read the closing script a few times, and you haven't got anybody. We're going to figure out what's going on and why that is. And I want to commend those of you who actually read the closing script. By the way, if you're in business, you should be reading the closing script every day. Every 2 hours that you work your business, minimum. And this is just an average. Some of you can do it way faster. But every 2 hours, you should be giving yourself a shot at reading that closing script at least once. Every 2 hours you work your business, you should give yourself a shot at reading the closing script at least once. If you're not getting a chance to read the closing script, if you're not putting yourself in that position, then you're definitely not able to be building a business. You might have a hobby, something cool and fun, and hobbies cost you money, businesses make you money. And nothing wrong if you wanted a hobby, that's cool, you can hang out with us all you want to, but if you're looking to make money and succeed, every 2 hours you should be reading that closing script. So we're going to just get right down into the nitty-gritty. First of all, and please forgive me if I mess up your name. You're more than welcome to correct me on that. I don't mean to mess up anyone's names. The first one I think is pretty easy, so I should be okay. First of all, the person I want to work with is Casey Watkins. Shane, what does she need to press?
Just press number 1 on her touchtone phone, and that will get her into the queue.
Okay. Casey, if you can just press number 1 once.
And there she is, and you are live, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hello. Hey.
Welcome to the call. And by the way, congratulations. What I'm reading here, you gave yourself a shot at closing 3 times last week. You read the closing script 3 times. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. But we don't have any clients or customers.
Correct.
We got to fix that. What in the world's going on, Casey?
I don't know.
Totally okay. Just tell me a little bit about, I have access to know what company everyone's in, but I don't know exactly what everyone's presentation is. So, by the way, you're with a phenomenal company. I'm very familiar with it. You guys have awesome products. Can you explain to me what your presentation is like and then how you're closing or what seems to be your issue when you're closing?
I actually just changed my presentation this week because I was sending people to an email and then did 2 videos, and I think that was part of my problem. So I'm now doing a website that I know other people are using and having success with. So, I just changed that this week. So hopefully my numbers will be improving.
Excellent. Okay.
So yeah, it was 2 short videos. One was a company video they put together and the other one was, a leader in our company doing a testimonial. So I would send people to an email address or I would send them an email and then, they would watch 2 videos. And so, I kept getting people that weren't actually at a computer, and so I never got to walk them through it. So I think that was part of the problem with people getting to the closing script.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were they're coming off of a video, and then you're following up with them when?
As soon as I can. So the people that were able to go to it right away, I tried to do it within 15 minutes. The people who weren't, I would say, okay, well, how soon can you get to it? And so there was a couple that were, like, within an hour or two. One person was the next day, and he didn't answer. So.
Okay, so the 3 that you actually read the closing, do you have any way in your process of knowing that they actually watched the video or not, or no?
No. I don't have a tracking system or anything, if that's what you mean.
Sure, okay. That's not,
so
and by the way,
based on this coming to the...
I have a tracking system and don't even use it, so that's fine. I just wanted to see exactly what, get as much information as we could get here. Okay, so you're taking them to the video. By the way, if they tell you that they don't have access to a computer, I would make an appointment when they do have access to a computer.
Okay.
Email is not a way that you do business in anything important. Prior to your home business, did you ever do any important business through email?
Not really.
So why are you trying to let your entire future rely on email?
Yeah, that's why I'm changing it.
Totally. Okay. So you recommend that people can get on the computer, and if they tell you that they don't have access to a computer, then you essentially just, you know, how soon will you be able to get access? And then you just immediately schedule an appointment for when they're going to have access, and then you can call them up, and it's just as simple as building a little bit of rapport, you know, whatever. If it was just a few minutes, it's like, okay, awesome. So you have the computer up. Here's the website you want to go to. Boom, boom, boom. What are you looking at? You verify what are you looking at, and then let them go ahead and do that. And then you can then at that point, you know you can follow up in 15 minutes. Because what's happening is some of these people aren't, you know, we discussed this last week. Some of the people aren't looking at the presentation. Some of them are looking at the presentation, but then it's an hour later, 30 minutes later, 2 hours later the next day, mm-hmm. and they're missing your call or whatever the case may be, and they're just not reconnecting with you.
Yeah.
So if there's any important appointment that ever happened in your life, here's the bottom line. Any major appointment, any really important appointment in your life, you want to essentially treat these closing appointments the exact same way. And you want to make sure that you're not wasting your time there because that's where you're making money. So mm-hmm. if you follow up with them, if you get them on the computer right away, you follow up in 15 minutes or whatever it is for them to get to that information. Now, let's get to the three here. So you did get three that answer the phone, and you were able to begin the closing script with. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't get any customers, clients, or business people?
No. So my problem has mostly been is I pretty much getting through the closing script, but then once I do the great welcome aboard part, then I go to the second or the page 24 where it's the product, the alternate closing script, and to try to connect them to do an online or not online, do a call to the order department to process their order, and it's usually after I read that page that I get all the objections.
Okay, hold on. Which page are you looking at?
So I read the script on 2223.
Sure.
And then after I do the great welcome aboard, how do you want your name spelled on your text?
Yes.
Then I go into the next step is to try our product on the next page, so on 24. And then so once I say, okay, well, we can go ahead and get the order department on the line and blah, 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 and then they're just like, oh, well, and then they have all their objections that come then.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you first of all, the videos that you're taking them through,
mm-hmm.
are they selling them on the product?
Yes.
Okay. So the videos you're taking them through, they're selling them on the product. And now, is your intention to create, when you're closing, okay, so the videos is your intention to sell them the product or for them to be a business builder? What is your primary intention?
I'm wanting to build business builders.
Okay. Whatever your primary intention is first is what you want to focus on.
Okay.
So what you want to go through, first of all, okay, so is the way your company is set up, if they want to be a business builder, are they buying a startup kit, a business builder pack? What's going on?
It's basically the same starter kit for whether you're a product or a business.
Okay.
Typically, yeah. If you're just a customer, you can do, like, there's a retail and a wholesale account, but most people just start with a wholesale account because it's a really good deal. So they just usually start with that. And they're just a member. So if they choose to, they can continue and be a business builder from there.
Okay, I found one little issue here. So because what's happening, as soon as you get an objection on the phone, it's very difficult for you to handle, correct? Like as soon as you are attempting to try to call the company, or even if you call the company and they have a money objection, it's very difficult for you to handle. Is that what the issue is?
Basically, I'm getting better. I mean, I have two people that are in the training system right now, but yeah, I haven't actually closed anybody, so yes.
When you say in the training system, do they have to pay any money to be part of that?
No, that's just like the boot camp and
Oh, a Smarter Networker.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's totally fine. Now, is your money objection coming up then at the end of your script, or is your money objection coming up when you get the company on the phone?
See, I haven't actually gotten the company on the phone. It's usually right as I'm about to do the three-way call. That they're like, well, I'm not ready yet, or something, and it's usually a money objection.
Okay. So, I'm trying to figure out this. So, when your video, are they actually seeing the prices of the product and all that kind of stuff already?
No.
So, you're trying to explain that to them on the phone?
I guess so.
What do you mean you get? Where do they find out the price of the product at all? The actual retail product, where do they find the price of that at?
Yeah, so I guess, so after I do the great welcome aboard, how do you want your name spelled, then I go into, the next step is to try the products and from this company to start developing your own stories. And then at that point, you'll know if it's something you can really get behind. So most people start off with the blank product, and it's only 100, and it's only this price, and so that's where they find it.
Okay, because you're telling them that, or are you the one telling them the price? That's what I'm trying to ask. And you're doing it in the clothes right there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, does your company have a risk-free trial? Is it a money-back guarantee?
I think so.
You think?
I should double check that.
you need to know that, yeah, because that's one of the things that Danny talks about in the script, is it's a risk-free trial, and when you deal with a consumable product or nutritional, anything like that, the fact that it's a 100% money-back guarantee, that there's no risk there.
Yeah.
So you need to know that. When you tell them, does your company talk about having a free trial?
They don't make a big deal about it, so that's why I probably don't know. But
you want to know that because, of course they may not make a big deal out of it. They don't want people to actually send any product back. But when you're trying to close a sale, when you eliminate any risk, that's the reason Danny's involvement scripts work with getting people plugged into training and things like that is because you're eliminating the risk, but you're still moving them forward. So you have 100% money-back guarantee on your product. You let them know that in the script. See, right here it says they have a risk-free trial. Are you telling them that?
I have not, no.
So you're not reading the script?
Yeah, not exactly.
Okay.
So I changed it a little because I took it from some of my leaders have a different training system they do that they get you with a three-way call with one of the leaders in our company, and that's what their close is. It's very similar to what Danny has, but that's not exactly. So I've been using the one my leaders had.
Okay, here's,
but I can change it to.
Here's what I would recommend. You either use what your leader has by a three-way close, or if you don't, Danny's training doesn't work. Listen, when I plugged into Danny's training years ago, they were like, our company talked about 10 different trainers, 12 different trainers back then. Mm-hmm. And I figured out once upon a time that the idea of picking and choosing what works it doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
So you just pick one model and you stick to it, period. It's either your upline's model, and if that's the case, then use Danny's training to edify properly and things like that, and then you let your upline, you let them be the expert and do that. Now, there's no reason you can't close on your own either. If you're going to follow Danny's script, then you follow it word for word. It's generated millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So there's a reason that Danny wrote it a certain way. So let's go ahead. Just close me. Let's just see what's going on here. So I just came off the presentation a little while ago. You called me back.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Stacy. How's it going?
It's going good. Who is this?
This is Casey. How's it going? So did you get a chance to review that information yet?
I looked at it a little while ago.
Okay, great. Let me tell you real quick what happened to me prior to getting started with this company and blah, 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 go through my story. So what did you like about what you saw?
Tell me your story that you tell without giving me your company name.
Okay. It's kind of, it'll be obvious what my, at least, area is if I say it.
It doesn't matter if it's nutritional. It doesn't matter if it's... Mine's travel, whoop-de-doo. That doesn't matter what the industry is. Just go ahead and just...
Okay. Prior to getting started with ABC Company, I felt... sorry, I've got a little brain freeze. Prior to getting started with ABC Company, I was a teacher. I was struggling to invest in my future on only a teaching salary, and I was struggling with debt. I was also... sorry, brain freeze on the phone here. I was also drowning in toxic chemicals and cleaners and over-the-counter drugs and prescriptions that were damaging to my health. So I got started with this product, and I have seen amazing results since then. I have eliminated all the nasty chemicals in my house and replaced them with natural products, and I am on track to be debt-free this fall. So, Stacey, what did you like about what you saw?
I mean, I like the way the, you know, I'm really into things that are healthy, because clearly it's not about how long we're going to live, it's the quality of life that we're going to have as we live. And so I really like the health aspect.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, you know, I mean, people in my family have died of cancer and heart attacks and just things like that, that, you know, I get part of this, the stuff, you know, I guess genetically things just happen, but the other part of it, we can do our part and be responsible to our bodies. And I just really believe that we should be responsible to our bodies. So, yeah, health is very, very important to me.
Okay. Stacey, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, I mean, it'd be nice to be able to earn a little income and pay off some debt, and maybe to be able to, you know, take an extra vacation or even a weekend trip with my kids once in a while.
Mm-hmm. So, Stacey, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to go on vacations with your family and to be debt-free and increase your income and live a really healthy, positive quality of life?
Well, my current job's not going to help. It isn't going to do anything for my health, that's for sure. Huh. As far
okay.
Oh, I was going to say that as far as, you know, my income and being able to live a debt-free life, I've been waiting for a raise now for about 5 years, so I don't see that happening anytime soon.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards a better income and a better lifestyle and living healthier? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
I like the sound of 2 times the amount of money, but I'm one of those people, you know, that I think that it's sometimes it's better to start at the bottom and just make sure you got your feet underneath you, and then you can kind of work up slowly over time.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check?
S-T-A-C-Y. And my middle initial is M as in money.
Okay.
And then O-Q-U-I-N-N is my last name.
Great. And what's your address?
My address is 100 Money Boulevard.
Okay. And what was the state and city for that?
It's Green Tree, and that's in North Carolina.
Great. So our next step is to try this product and let your body tell you whether or not it works. So at that point, you'll know if this is something that you can really get behind. They have a risk-free trial that if you decide you don't like the product or you're not interested in it, that you get your money back and don't have to – I'm just ad-libbing this right now. So you get your money back, and it's risk-free. So most people start off with the blank product, which is their most popular, and it's only $160. And it has these different products in it. It's a really great deal. You get this. And so if you'd like, we can get the order department on the line right now and get your order placed. You can have that product in your hands as soon as possible. Then I'd suggest getting familiar with our support, marketing, and training systems while you're waiting for your product to arrive. So hold the line, and we'll get that order taken care of for you.
How much is this going to cost?
Only $160.
Only 100. Okay, I don't actually have $160 right now.
Really? Tell me more about that.
Oh, you know, I got injured at work, and then my dog had to go to the vet, and our power got cut off last month. So we're just really struggling. We're behind on the eight ball a little bit, and I don't have any extra money.
You know, Stacey, remember how you were saying that you want to live a healthier life and to have an extra income and help get rid of that debt?
Yes.
So are you serious about that?
Yeah.
How serious?
I'm really serious. I mean, who doesn't want to live healthy?
Yeah. So are you willing to learn, work, and try something that maybe can just give you a chance?
Oh, yeah. I'm willing to try anything.
Okay. Just give it a shot. This is a chance to get a better income and to live healthier with you and your kids. So, great, here's your next step. Let's get you on the phone with the order department and get your account set up. Let me get some information from you first. So your name you said was STACYMOQUINN, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me get the order department on the line.
Okay, so I'm confused. So I'm going to be able to try it then without having to put up any money?
So, Stacey, is it that you're absolutely serious about getting out of debt and living a healthier lifestyle and that you've fallen on some serious hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling you that you can't afford it because you're really not serious at all about getting out of debt and helping you and your family live healthy and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
Well, I'm deadly serious. I'm absolutely serious about it. The only thing is I won't have any money, you know, for about 2 weeks or so, maybe in 2 weeks and, yeah, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, Stacey, I don't typically do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. If I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I'm willing to take a risk on you. I can pre-launch your business if I know that you're serious. In fact, as serious as Danny Johnson. She had $2.03 to her name and $35,000 in debt. She was destitute, broke, and living out of her car. Not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started and made $2,000 profit her first 10 hours from a payphone booth. $6,500 in 30 hours, and $10,000 the next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she made her first million. So, Stacey, how are you as serious as she was?
I mean, I'm not homeless, but, yeah, I'm pretty serious.
Tell me why.
Because I want to live healthy and pay off my debt. I already mentioned this to you a minute ago.
Okay, so do you have a pen and paper handy?
Sure.
Okay, I have some homework for you. So we're going to get your training underway, and let's see if you can earn that money to get yourself started. But, Stacey, if you don't do the homework, I'm sorry, we'll just have to cut our losses early, okay? So if you do this, I'll know you're serious, and I'll take you to the next step.
Okay.
So your first job is to – actually, do you have Internet access right now?
You know, I don't actually have a laptop in front of me right now.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and go over to that?
Good job, Casey. Okay, I got it. I can pull it up here.
Okay. I'm going to give you a website, and I want you to go there right now to make sure you don't have any problems.
Okay.
Okay, it's Smarter Networker, so SMARTERNETWORKER.
Okay.
.com.
Right.
Okay, and so on that page, there's a big red box that says sign up for the free program, and it's called the 30-Day Boot Camp. So go ahead and enter your name and email address there.
Okay.
Great. So they're going to be sending you an email pretty soon, and so while we're waiting for that email to show up, I'm going to go ahead and give you the rest of your homework.
Okay.
So go ahead and write this down on your piece of paper.
Sure.
You're going to write down a list of people you know. This is what I call your list of resources.
Okay.
So I want you to write down at least 50 names. We're going to aim to 100, but we're going to start with 50 for tomorrow. And this can be anybody that you think of. It doesn't have to be people that you think of necessarily would enjoy or not enjoy our company, but just anybody. So from your hairdresser to your mechanic to your family members, anybody you possibly can think of, write them down on that list.
Okay.
And then your next job is to make a list of goals.
A list of goals.
And so I want you to do small goals and big goals. So you mentioned that you were interested in getting out of debt. So think realistically and say, I want to be out of debt by this time. And set a date, or maybe within 5 years or within 2 years or however, I don't know how much debt you have. So make like a timeline for something like that, and then for something maybe fun for you and your family to do. You mentioned you have kids and you'd like to travel with them. So maybe write some goal of a place you'd like to go or talk to your kids and say, hey, if we went on vacation, where would you want to go? So write down several different goals there.
Okay, how many goals do I need?
Aim for at least 3 to 5. If you can get more than that, awesome. So that's a good starting place for you.
Okay.
All right, can you go back to your email address or email now and see if you got an email from Smarter Networkers yet?
Oh, I actually couldn't get the web page to load.
Okay. Why don't you, let's try it again then.
Okay.
Do you have it written down, or do you mean to tell you what it was again?
Give it back to me again.
Okay, Smarter, S-M-A-R-T-E-R, Networker, N-E-T-W-O-R-K-E-R.com.
Okay.
Did it load that time?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. There should be a box that, big red box that talks to you about a free program called the 30-Day Bootcamp. Do you see that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And there should be a spot for your name and your email address.
Okay.
So go ahead and put your name and email address in.
Sure.
And let me know when you're done.
Let's pause right here for a second.
Okay.
So at this point, what typically happens?
Once I give them those...
they don't show up later?
What's that?
They do not show up later, or what?
About 50-50. I think I've sent four people, I think, to that over the last couple weeks. And the last two did go to it, and I followed up within the next day.
Okay, these three, this week, because we've got to use the numbers that we can see here. These three, what happened with them?
One of them is in the pipeline right now. She's... We talked earlier this week and after she did her homework. So she started those, but she had trouble with the boot camp. So she had the other two, so we went through those, and then I had her go directly to the computer to do the Smarter Networker stuff. I didn't do that last week. So I had just given her the email address, or the website, I mean.
Okay. One of the things that's happening, there's about three things. One of them is pretty big. The others are kind of minor, but we can make things go a little smoother. One of the things that is happening as you're going through this, it doesn't. Casey, you have such an outgoing, light. I don't want to say bubbly, but you have a very upbeat tone and personality when you're closing me, but at the same time you come across really serious. But when you're closing me, when you start reading I'll show you. We'll just go through it. So, you have a phenomenal posture overall, as in your overall demeanor for this business, no question. And it's clear you're very passionate about your product, aren't you?
Yeah.
It comes across that you're okay. Very passionate, and that's awesome. You need that to succeed in this. So you got those things going on. But when you're going through the close here, you either need to – okay, so for instance, you took my address at the end of the script earlier.
Yeah.
What did you take my address down for?
I feel like there was one of the calls we had done earlier this class that was talking about just even if you weren't actually doing that in person, at least just to get it so that it kind of gets them in the process of giving their information, and then you can always use it to send a card or something later.
Okay, but you couldn't actually send a card with mine. And this is what I picked up on from the rest of the script. Do you know why you couldn't send a card to my address? Did you write it down?
I started to, and I didn't know.
It was easy for me to tell. Just only your cadence changed that you weren't writing it down. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. What's my zip code?
I realized after I moved on that I didn't get that.
Yeah. So that was one thing. But then as you start going through it's almost like as where you're reading the no money script, it's almost like you were not reading the script to talk to me. You were getting fed up.
Okay.
Versus actually... So I'll just show you. So you came off the presentation. So and by the way, everyone can test it. Some people like to share their testimony you know, and Danny's done training on this two different ways. Some people like to tell their testimony right there when they follow up, and some people don't. I personally tested it. For me personally, I don't like to tell my testimony. I like to just get right into the close. And clearly I have a phenomenal testimony, but I don't even share it.
Okay.
And so, and they don't even know who I am. My testimony is actually on our company website, and most of the people don't even realize that I'm the military guy talking to them. I don't even tell them. I just go right into the close. So,
okay.
We'll just go through it here. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Casey, how's it going?
Good.
This is Stacy. I'm calling you back. What did you like about what you saw on that presentation?
I liked about the products. They seem like they're really good, really effective, a lot of diverse uses to them, and that they could really be integrated into my lifestyle.
Tell me more about that.
I've never been keen on over-the-counter drugs and stuff, so it was really nice to know that there's options out there that are healthy and can be really good for me and my family.
Okay. So, Casey, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, I've always kind of lived a little bit paycheck to paycheck, so it'd be nice to be able to spend more, or have more money to go on vacations and to invest a little bit more for my future and just get to spend more time with my family.
So, Casey, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to earn a little extra income and be able to spend more time with your family?
It would take a lot of planning to do, so quite a while.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to have that extra time with your family and to be able to earn that extra income, or do you want to position yourself where you can earn two times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Well, two times as fast would be great.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks your clients are sending you?
Casey, K-A-C-I. Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S.
Okay. And what's your address that you want your clients to send their checks to?
123 Money Lane.
123 Money Lane. Okay. And what's the city and state on that address?
It's Nashville, Tennessee, 33333.
And you said that's 33333?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And how do you want to take care of your package, Casey?
I guess credit card.
Okay. I'm ready for that number when you are.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How much is this going to be again?
That's an excellent question. You said you wanted to start at the top, so the top package there is going to be with the more expanded line of products, so that was going to be $499.
And oh,
then, of course, you'll be able to. Well, yeah, but
I don't know if I can do that right now.
Okay. No, I totally understand. So what we probably need to do is start in then at that lower level then, right?
I guess so.
Okay, good. Okay, and what was the, let's see, is the billing address on the card the same as the 123 Money Lane you gave me a minute ago?
Yes.
Okay, and the expiration date on that card?
12-12 or 15.
Okay, you give me an expired card, Casey. Okay, and what's the three-digit code there on the back?
123.
123. Okay. So our next step is we're going to go ahead and we're going to get that bottom pack for you. It's going to be able to tell your body whether or not this works for you. And at that point, you'll be able to know if this is something you can really get behind. If they have a risk-free money-back trial, so you're going to be able to actually use the products yourself. And then, of course, I'm going to be helping you market them as well so we can go ahead and get your money back. And, of course, if you don't like the products at all, it's 100% money-back guarantee, so you're not going to lose anything. And we're going to go ahead, and you said you want to start at that bottom pack. So, of course, that would be $123. And we'll go ahead and get the company on the line, and they'll be able to get you started, and then we'll be able to get making you some money right away. So stand by 1 second. Let me get – by the way, I'm going to be getting Diane probably on the line. She's actually been with our company for about 15 years. She's a huge fan of the products herself. Let me tell you what actually happened to her when she started using the products. Her health improved, she had more energy, whatever. And not only that, since she's been working with the company, she's actually been able to really provide for her family and have a solid income, where prior to our company, she was always struggling paycheck to paycheck. Stand by one moment. I want you to be able to meet Diane. Click.
Okay.
So, a couple things. First of all, do you have a contact person at your company?
What do you mean? Like Diane, like you were saying?
Yeah. You need someone to edify.
No.
They need to be excited about who they're going to meet.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
and that's okay.
Well, yeah, our customer service is just, you know, never, no really know who you're going to get.
Okay, that's totally fine. Do you know the people there?
I've never met them personally, no.
Okay, are you in business to build a significant business?
Yes.
Have you met them over the phone?
Yes.
All of them?
I have no idea how many they have there. So
okay, that's okay. Okay, a couple of things. Do you have any way, an extension number or any way like that to call one person directly?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I could ask around, yeah.
Yeah, see. I mean, ask and see. If you got a chance, and then the other thing is what you want to be able to do is edify. You want them to feel good about who they're about to talk to. If they're feeling good about who they're about to talk to, they're not nervous about their $123.
Yeah.
So you want them to feel good about who they're about to talk to. And so let's say you don't know who actually is going to answer the phone. Then what I would say is, Casey, now what we're going to do is go ahead and get the company on the phone. And there are quite a few people who work in what I would call really our new start, our new start in business development department. They're essentially going to help us get that initial order started. And this is a group of people that you really want to get to know, because when we get started in business, imagine a company hiring an incredible staff of people to make sure that they're available to us, and they could be doing anything else, but they're available for our calls, and they help us with our new clients be able to answer any clients' questions about the product or anything like that. It's an amazing group of people over there, so you definitely want to get to know them one-on-one. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Okay. When we call them, we're going to find out who's actually on the phone. I'm going to introduce you to them, and then we'll go ahead and get you started so we can start making you some money. Stand by one second. Now, when you call that person, if you're familiar with who they are, it doesn't matter if you just had a phone conversation and you're familiar with who they are, and let's say that whoever, I don't care who answers, say Billy Bob answers. You say, mm-hmm. You want to, hey, Billy Bob, how's it going? Good. Hey, listen, this is Stacy. I'm from North Carolina. I just wanted to let you know I have another associate with us, and she's really excited to get started with our company. She's really passionate about our health. And I was telling her that you're the one that can actually help us. And Billy Bob, I know you've been with our company for quite some time, and you love what you do, and you love the way you can help us. And I just thought it was really beneficial for Casey to have a chance to actually meet you, because she's very serious about her health, and she definitely wants to be able to earn some extra income as well. So Billy Bob, meet Casey. Casey, meet Billy Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would already know. Billy Bob, Casey's decided she's going to go ahead and get started with that starter pack there for the $123, and she needs to go ahead and place her order, but I have her address. Do you need that? You already have the address. You give them the address.
Mm-hmm.
And you just turn it over.
Okay.
But the key is, Casey, your client has to feel like there's something that you actually care. See, there's one thing that comes across with edification, that you actually care. In this case, you didn't give me any more money objection. But
yeah, yeah.
When I gave you the additional money objection, you suddenly went into that script as if you were just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, let's just say that you told me you couldn't afford it. You know, I really don't even have $123 today. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two ways of reading this no money objection script on page 67 and 68. So, Casey, is it that you're absolutely serious about your health and being able to earn a little extra money, and you've fallen on some serious hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me you can't afford it because you're really not serious at all about your health, but you don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, I'm serious.
Well, Casey, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. If I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I'm willing to take a risk on you. I can pre-launch your business, and if I know that you are serious, in fact, as serious as Danny Johnson was. She had $2.03 to her name, $35,000 in debt. She was destitute broke living out of her car. Not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started and made $2,000 her first hours from a payphone booth, $6,500 in 30 hours, and $10,000 next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she made her first million. So, Casey, are you as serious as Danny Johnson was?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now you done hung up the phone on me. You done tuned me out.
Yeah.
So let me give you a little different approach. And I hope everyone's listening to the call because this is something that this is incredibly common, I find, when people start reading the objection scripts. Because we did the prospecting, and typically when you start doing a lot of closes, it's because you got better at prospecting. But somehow that connection piece in the prospecting, when we start reading objection scripts, we start talking at people versus to people. So the alternative would be, you tell me you can't afford it. So, Casey, is it that you're absolutely serious about your health and being able to earn a little extra income, but you've fallen on some serious hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me that you can't afford it because you're really not serious at all about your health and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, I'm serious.
Well, Casey, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. If I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I'm willing to take a risk on you. I can pre-launch your business and get your training started if I know that you are serious. In fact, as serious as Danny Johnson was. She had $2.03 to her name. She was $35,000 in debt. She was destitute broke living out of her car. Not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she struggled, but she found a way to get started. Made $2,000 her first 10 hours from a payphone booth, $6,500 in 30 hours, and $10,000 next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she made her first million. So, Casey, are you as serious as Danny Johnson was?
Yes.
Did you notice a difference in how you felt?
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference?
I was nodding along with the second one.
You were... Yeah, totally. And your tone was different at the very end. You said yes.
Yeah.
And the last one, you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm serious. So you want to make sure that when you read that objection script, and here's the other thing. One of the issues that people have sometimes in objection scripts, especially this one, it's amazing. The money objection is something that a lot of people get. It's like probably the 40, 50% of the time people get a money objection. But when they go to read like this money objection script, when they say, now, Casey, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. See, a lot of people look at that sentence, and because they read the no money objection script with everyone that gives them no money objection, they don't actually mean the script.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone you read this script to, well, I'll actually show you. Read the no money objection script to me, the new and improved way, like you actually care about me.
So, Stacey, is it that you are absolutely serious about getting out of debt and living a healthier life, and that you've fallen on some serious hard times and that you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me that you can't afford it because you're really not serious at all about getting out of debt and you just don't want to hurt my feelings?
Well, it has nothing to do with your feelings. I do want to be able to get out of debt. I just don't have the extra money, and I do want to live healthy.
Okay. Well, Stacey, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. If I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I'm willing to take a risk on you. I can pre-launch your business if I know that you are serious. In fact, as serious as Danny Johnson. She had $2.03 to her name and $35,000 of debt. She was destitute, broke, and living out of her car. So not willing to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started and made $2,000 profit her first 10 hours from a payphone booth, $6,500 in 30 hours, and $10,000 the next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she made her fourth million. So, Stacey, are you as serious as she was?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't be serious? I'm just serious.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard.
Pause. Let's see, that's the difference. When you guys tell me why, they need to tell you why they're serious. Because if you're not, you are taking a risk on them. Does your time have a value?
Yes.
Yes. Do you just give your time away to anyone?
No.
So you need to make sure they are serious. And it's not about do you think they're serious enough. It's just are they actually explaining themselves to you? They have a need. So, if I say to you, tell me why, and I say, well, I just am serious, then you need to say, okay, tell me more about that. Why do you say that you are serious?
Yeah.
Or why do you say you're as serious as Danny Johnson? And if I just said to you, well, I'm just really serious, what part of that don't you understand?
Yeah, it's not very convincing.
Yeah, so now you're wasting your time. I mean, if I'm not going to explain to you, if you're taking a risk on me, that means I'm not even respecting you. You have no authority. Yeah. You have no posture. I'm not following you anywhere if I can't tell you exactly why I'm serious.
Yeah. So what would I say to someone if they did that?
I would just repeat it. Like, I just, okay, so, I mean, we'll completely role play it. So, first of all, the scripts are meant to weed people out. Some people weed themselves out, and that's okay. We have to know that as business. Does everyone who applies for an executive job in a corporation, everyone who fills out a resume, and everyone who puts on a suit or whatever and goes to the job interview, are they qualified?
No.
Right. So not everyone may not be qualified for your time. You have to make that decision. And it's not about sitting there and really drilling them down. It's just making sure they actually give you a reason at all, like they actually care. I have a lot of people who start crying at this point and get very emotional. I mean, it's really not funny because they're really hurt people out there, and I have a solution to help them. And so, but they're crying because there's a real need in them. So the key is that, okay, so we'll just, by the end of her first year, she made her first million. So Casey, are you as serious as Danny Johnson was? Tell me why.
Well, I'm really serious. I want to get started.
Okay. Tell me why you're as serious as Danny Johnson was then.
Well, I'm definitely not as bad off as she was, but I definitely don't want to get there, and I do want to live a better life. I guess I want to live healthier. I want to live financially more independent.
Okay. Okay, great. I will take a risk on you and get your training started. Welcome aboard. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Now, there's a key there that I just implemented that I didn't really talk about, and it's called duct tape.
Yes, I know. I realized what you were doing.
And you felt compelled to keep talking.
Yeah.
And I'll share with you guys a tip that I've done for years, and right there, is I just count to my head, like I learned as a little kid, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, and I don't speak for 5 seconds. If they start talking again, then I restart my count over when they get silent. And sometimes they'll just keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. And they're selling you on why they need to do this. They're selling you on why they need to have better health. They're selling you on why they need to earn extra income.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very beneficial. You might actually use those examples later on when you have them do their homework for goals. You might bring some of that stuff back up.
Yeah.
But if you actually want to know why, then you actually care.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the thing. And it's funny, in that case, you just gave me another, you actually gave me your why. But if they're not giving you a why, if they're not giving you a why at all, are you going to waste your time with them?
Not much, at least.
You shouldn't be wasting any time with them.
Yeah.
Just tell me straight up that you're serious, and that's, don't give me any details whatsoever. All right? So, Casey, are you as serious as Danny Johnson was?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, I'm really serious. It sounds like a great opportunity. So I'm serious about it.
Okay. And tell me why you feel like it's a great opportunity then.
Just seems like it has a lot of potential, and I think it could be a really great thing for people.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. We'll go ahead and get your training started. You're explaining it just fine. But if they're not...
I'm trying to be vague, but...
Well, the thing is, it's just the questions is pulling it out of you. So what's happening, you're just selling yourself.
Yeah.
Just tell me why. Tell me more. But if you had someone who wasn't, every once in a while you'll get someone who just says, I'm just serious. That's all. I'm just serious. If you don't think I'm serious, then maybe we really don't need to be talking. I totally understand. If you know someone who really is serious about improving their health and really wants to be able to earn a little extra income, you have my information. You go ahead and pass it on to them. Good luck to you. I wish you the best. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
The point I'm trying to get at, Casey, is when you read the beginning of this script, well, Casey, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain. If you're really caring about who this person is, they're still on trial for you, and you actually need to read it like you care that they're on trial. Versus,
yeah.
I just read this to everyone, so what, if you just keep going, I'll keep going, and eventually I'll take you to Smarter Networker.
Yeah.
So there's a value in what you're reading there. You're not working with everyone. Are you working with everyone?
Well, I haven't had too many chances yet, but I guess kind of.
That's the issue. You're only working with those people who are serious, and they want to work with you.
Yeah.
Your posture has to be that person who has a position that's a multi-million dollar position. You pretty much like, I'll take anyone who wants to come in and get a job. It doesn't matter if you can pass a drug test. It doesn't matter if, you know, I have to go to your house and pick you up and bring you to work. Anyone who tells me they don't work, you can even come here and sit on your butt and do nothing. It's okay. I'll give everyone a job. Is that the kind of business you're running?
No.
Then your posture needs to be that you actually care who you're actually talking to.
Yeah.
That's the point. Because part
yeah.
of the reason that some people can't close is your clients never realize at all how serious that you actually are. So if you were going to invest $100 with me, but you didn't to buy a product and for me to be able to help you in a business, but you didn't think I was really serious about that business at all, how excited would you be to give me $100?
Not very.
Not very excited at all. You mean even if you like the products?
Yeah.
you see my point?
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. By the way, Casey, it's just a matter of tweaking a little bit in your posture to come across mm-hmm. that you actually do care about the person, because you've got the professional thing down. You have a uniqueness that I don't think that you realize you have. You have a natural, warm seriousness. This is why I didn't want to call it bubbly earlier. You have a natural, warm seriousness, but somehow you lose it when you get to a certain point. It's like you don't even care about me. Okay, we're just going to go through this thing. I'm going to read the no money script here and da-da-da-da-da. Here we go. Another one doesn't have the money. Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
That's really how you feel sometimes, huh?
I know, yeah.
How did I know that? Because it came across.
Yeah.
So that's just, if you tweak that thing right there, you realize, pretend you already have $10,000 in your pocket. You've already developed. How about this? Pretend you've already found someone and developed them to make $10,000. And what did it take to find that person?
Because mm-hmm.
remember what I said earlier. Everyone has a desire for the product that they filled out the information to be able to earn income. Everyone has a desire to have less stress. Everyone has a desire for all those things. And they even have a sign. They gave it to us when we prospected them. So everyone has that, but the flip side of the equation is they have to know how they don't know when we call them how serious we are either. We show them that through the scripts. We show them that through valuing our time when we read the no money script. So, cool. You're on the right track, Casey. Continue on. I think you've made some really positive improvements, by the way, on some of the things you shared earlier as far as your presentation and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. I'm going to be looking for your numbers next week, even though I won't actually be doing the class. Danny will. That's a heck of a lot better than me. But I will actually be – I'm going to be looking at your numbers. I believe that this is your week, Casey, and I believe your numbers are increasing. So I'm excited for you.
Thanks, Casey.
You're very welcome. Okay. Go ahead, Shane. Let's put her back into the queue, and let's go ahead. And next up, we have Francine Riviera.
Francine would hit the number one on her touchtone phone. I will.
Then Shane can do his job easier.
There you go. I found Francine. That your line is open. Go ahead.
Hi, Francine.
How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Shocked you called me.
Well, don't be so shocked. Why? Don't be shocked. Let's figure out what's going on here. So you read the closing script twice.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, and you didn't even get a client or nothing.
No.
What in the world? So, okay, Francine, just tell me a little bit about you. By the way, you are also a different type of company, but a health-related company, and it's a phenomenal company. By the way, I mentioned this last week. All network marketing companies have amazing products. And I'm looking here. I've used enormous amounts of these products. Nobody else ever really knows that. I never, ever would verbally tell or share that at all personally. But you have a phenomenal company, phenomenal products. Tell me what your actual presentation is like and how you actually, what your closing process is like.
Okay. I send them to the company presentation video, which is 7 minutes long. And
perfect.
most times when I follow up after that, they're not there. And I, you know, just a few that I did get to close, one told me it definitely was not for her. I think my video scares a lot of people away. I need to edify it more. And the one other person I read the closing script to, he was all for it and wanted to sign up with the higher package, but it was a Friday and he was having a big yard sale that weekend, so he wanted to make sure he had the cash. Told me he'd call me back Monday. He didn't. When I tried to follow up, he never answered my call.
Okay. Okay. So we did two closes. Let me just go back to the presentation just briefly. Are you physically walking them to this presentation?
I started to do that since I heard that on one of the other training calls. I didn't at the beginning. But
and
I
by the way, a seven-minute presentation, it's a web presentation? Is that what it is? It's a video on the internet somewhere? Okay.
Yeah.
A seven-minute presentation, if it's just 7 minutes and your numbers are, you took 17 people to it, but you only had two people there afterwards, if it was 7 minutes long, I would sit my happy butt on the phone as they watched it.
Oh, okay.
There's no, I mean, it's 7 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah.
You've already invested more time than that prospecting them, didn't you?
Yes.
So, yeah, I would at least test it out. I would say, go ahead and watch that. I'm sitting here. I have a little bit of paperwork I need to take care of on some other clients and associates that I'm working with. So go ahead and watch that. And when that's over with, I'll certainly be able to answer any questions you may have. Now, when it's over with, you're leading them that way. But when it's over with, you're just going to read the closing script. But I would sit there and just let them watch it, boom, and whatever. And then when it's over with, there you go. You can go ahead and just start reading the closing script.
Okay.
At least test it out.
Yeah, at this point, I'll call you back in 10 minutes if they tell me they can watch it right now.
Okay. And the key is definitely you want to edify that video, whoever is in that video. You guys have some really well-known stars within your company. I don't know who it is in the video. It doesn't matter. But you need to edify that person, if it's another leader, whoever it is, if it's a celebrity factor in the video, share that, edify those people, and frame their mind. Okay, now, the video, I'm assuming, clearly covers cost because you said the gentleman wanted to get started at the top package.
It actually doesn't. It might give a range. But when I read the part where
hold on. Francine, it's seven minutes long. You got to know what's in the video.
Yeah, I know. And I just watched it again yesterday too. But I also,
wait a minute. This is an invalid point, by the way, Francine. I'm not picking on you because everyone else on the line is like this. I run into this in my company all the time with people who are actually building the business. If you actually want your people to go through and watch the information, then you need to respect the information enough yourself to clearly watch it and to digest it. And in 7 minutes, you could almost memorize that thing. You need to clearly know what's in there, that you respect what those people are saying enough. Whoever created that video for you, they invested a lot of their own money, time, effort, and energy before there was ever a return. Even if it's an employee of the company, or even the company invested money in that, and they didn't know anyone was going to use it. They just took a risk to create a tool that people could use. And so that's huge for those people who create tools for us to come along and get to take an advantage of it. We didn't have to worry about all that. So we didn't need to at least know and value what that tool is. So that we need to – that might hurt your closing if you don't actually know if the prices are identified.
Okay. Got it.
So – are other people using this video and signing people up in your business?
I'm sure they are.
No. What do you mean, I'm sure they are? That's not a, oh, yeah, tons of people.
Because I think a lot of people in my industry use their own presentation video. Not everybody is using the corporate one.
Okay. Francine, I am telling you that there are people out there that are not everybody is creating their own. I know that you're working in a company. Everyone likes to be a little celebrity before and after and all that kind of stuff. All of us have Facebook. We know that. But that's not – people are not making – and if that's the case, you need to find out who in your upline has made their own video and making a significant amount of money using the video and be okay using their video. It shouldn't be, I think people are using it, I feel like people are using it. No, you need to use a presentation that other people are using, period. Because I feel like what you really don't have here, we got two closing attempts, but these people don't even have the information, as far as you're aware of, to actually be able to close them. Because you're not even aware if they actually have the dollar amounts in there.
Okay.
So when the gentleman told you, and this is what we want to be cautious of, when the gentleman told you that he wanted to come in at the top package, how did he know what the top package cost?
Because I told him in the closing script.
You're telling him in the closing script. Okay.
Right when I got to the point where I said, great, welcome aboard, I said, and he was in front of the computer, I was like, let me take you through the sign-up process now. And then he asked about how much. And that's when I told him, well, since you said you wanted to get started in the top position, making the same amount of money, you know, with the same amount of work and effort, and then I told him the price of the package.
Okay, you need to find out if that's what everyone else in your company is doing. And I'm not talking about someone who's just like you. I mean, I'm talking about someone who's making six figures or 10 times what you're making. You need to find out what they're using. And Hans Johnson, I said it last week, it's the most amazing piece of advice I've ever heard on the planet. And if you ever get a chance to hear Hans Johnson speak, as Danny's husband, he's a phenomenal businessman. And he said, no one ever has to wonder how to make a six-figure income. You just find out someone else who has made a six-figure income, and that they have a process that you can use as well. And you just use their process. So there's someone in your upline somewhere along the way, there's someone who knows what that process is. Because let's face it, there's a lot of people in your company there's an enormous amount of people who are product users. And by the way, there are a lot of us on this line like that. Enormous amount of people who are product users, and a minority of the company are business builders. But you need to find some serious business builders in the company and find out what presentation they're doing and follow their approach. Because first of all, when you're reading the closing script in Danny's script book, it's assumed that they already know the price. So somewhere in the presentation, the product has to be sold to them. If they're not watching the presentation, the product or getting started isn't actually sold to them. There's no value built into it. And now they tell you they're going to get started and you're going to try to close them. It's not even reasonable. That would be almost like have you ever went to a car lot or a store or anywhere to make a large purchase and didn't know how much money you were going to spend?
No.
So why would we expect our clients not to have a clue at all?
Okay.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? You're kind of handicapping yourself because they don't even know, but the value of the product hasn't really been built up to them. What is the value of your top package?
It's only $295.
Okay. And you can show people a short video and they can decide to spend $299, $95, $300, whatever. So we need to get you using a presentation that you know other people are using and you actually know the content of it. I think that's our biggest issue right here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, why I don't know exactly the content is because yesterday I was driving myself crazy listening to different presentation videos, deciding which one I should use.
No. That's based off of your opinion and what you think is good. And Francine, I think you come across like a really nice, sweet, professional lady. But Danny says this has said this at First Steps before, so don't really get offended. It's just the truth. What's the value of your opinion?
Not
it's the value of your bank account.
Oh yeah, not that much, right?
No. So find someone with a much larger bank account and just follow their opinion. We don't have, that's the coolest thing about our industry, guys, and Francine, gals, we don't have to wonder anything. We just find someone else who's having success and just follow their model. Boom. It would take like a 5-minute conversation. You don't need someone to pep you up. You don't even need someone to show you what to do. You just need to know what's the video, what's the presentation, boom, boom. What do you take them to before you close them? Thanks a lot. You're so awesome. I look up to you so much in our company. You set such a great example for all of us. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for your time. Boom. Go back. Now you got a presentation.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I've battled with that inconsistency for a while because there isn't really a one thing across the board for all of us.
Well, there is a one thing for someone who's making an enormous amount of money, so that's what we want to focus on.
Right. Gotcha.
Just find out who's making the most money and what their presentation is and use it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cool. And take your opinion out of it.
Yes.
Oh, Francine, you're on the cusp and you don't even know it because that's such a huge, huge, huge nugget. Huge nugget. There's no – listen, one of the worst mistakes I ever made in the very beginning is I took Danny Johnson's scripts and thought I knew how to make them sound better. I remember I'd made no money, and I was looking at – we had a couple of different web presentations. I was trying to figure out which web presentation I was going to use, and I was trying to – well, Danny, I don't know if I like the way she says that, and, man, that, I don't know. That's not really natural to me. Let me try and change it this way. And I can tell you, when I went through that period in my business, I made no money. It was like hitting my head against the door. And then suddenly one day I was like, oh, yeah, I just got to follow what someone else does who's made – significant amounts of money and succeed like I want to succeed, and then I don't even have to think. My biggest resource is to be a dumb rat, and that sounds really funny, but it's the truth. I don't even have to think. I just need to, and the truth is, do you care what wheel you run in or what process you use as long as it spins off results?
No, not at all.
I know. We can be a dumb rat together. We'll just run in the wheel. As long as it spins off results, we don't care.
I'm an emerald gem. I can follow directions. Just tell me what to do.
There you go. We got to find some directions to follow. So you know, find someone, quantify their results, and then follow their lead from the business perspective.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because your company is big on results from a health perspective. There's nothing wrong with that, but you need to find the results from the business perspective. So, cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool, Francine, and then maybe in a future class, I'd love to get a chance to actually role play with you. So maybe if you really kick it up this week, potentially maybe Danny will role play with you. I promise you, by the way, guys, Danny's going to role play with the people that has the most closing attempts and most numbers, period, in the story. And she's going to call you out, and you guys think I'm hard. I'm like a little fluffy baby when Danny gets on the line. So, cool. Francine, you're on the right track. Just, we got to get a good presentation, and then I think you're there. Because you're getting 17 people in 1 week, by the way, getting to a presentation, like getting them that far in the process. That's one of the tops in the class. I'm looking here. Right now, I see one person ahead of you. Two, three, four, five, six, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, you're in the top of the class. You're way in the top 10% in the class as far as getting them to the presentation.
Totally surprised. Okay.
Yeah. Cause so you got a professional level on that end. That's the problem. You just got to get that presentation. And by the way, because of that work ethic, that's the reason that I select you tonight. So you shouldn't be surprised at all. You got excellent work ethic. You just need to work on the process a little bit.
I agree. Yeah. I can read the first prospecting script a lot. I get a lot of people to listen to me the whole way through. It's just they're never there for the follow-up. So
yeah,
I could have a prospecting problem, which is not this call. I get that. Or it could be I'm not edifying the presentation enough.
Right. That's a combination. That's a combination. But as far as getting 17 people there, you should have more people as well. So – you definitely want to – if we knew the process of – here's the deal. If you knew you were using a presentation that other people were using and making tons of money and having phenomenal results with, then we wouldn't have to question. But you don't even know – you don't know who's using the presentation you're using.
Okay. That's first on my to-do list tomorrow morning.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, great. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now that we got that out of the way, Francine, thank you. Shane, go ahead and place her back into the class. And then we're going to go ahead and take Shane Houston. Shane Houston, press 1.
I've got his line open now. No need to press 1. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, Mr. O'Quinn.
Hey, how's it going, Shane? Okay, so let me pull up your numbers here. I was looking at them earlier. I'm familiar with your company. I am familiar with your process. I'm familiar with your presentation. So it says here you did four closing scripts and you didn't get a client, a customer, a business builder, or nothing. So talk to me a little bit about what seems to be your struggle in the close. What do you get most often as a reason that people don't close, or what happens?
Every time it's the money objection.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead and close me.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Stacy. How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. So what'd you like about what you heard on the call?
It sounded almost too good to be true, really. I mean, the stories that people had were incredible. The income, the savings they were getting, that was amazing.
Tell me more about that.
I mean, I would love to be able to, take a trip with my family and save a bunch of money on it. I mean, that would be awesome. And, you know, if I can make an extra $1,000 or $3,000, that'd be great. But it seems like some people are making more money than that.
Okay, Stacy. Do you want to make a little or a lot?
What do you mean a little? I want to make a lot.
What for?
Traveling's a good thing. I like to travel a little bit. And I'm just really, it'd be nice if I could actually quit my job. I'm tired of the long hours I'm working. And if I could actually quit my job and be at home with my family more, that would be awesome.
So Stacy, at your current position right now, how long do you think it'll take you in order to make that $1,000 to $3,000 a month extra, be able to, you know, save money on vacations and actually go on vacations with your family and quit your job and be able to spend more time with them?
Man, they're laying people off right and left. I don't see them giving me a pay raise anytime soon, so I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom? Working slowly towards making that $1,000 to $3,000 a month extra, working part-time from home, you know, being able to be with your family? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 2 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
Well, who doesn't want to make 9 times the amount of money? That sounds good to me.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on the checks your clients will be sending you?
Stacy O'Quinn.
How do you spell Stacy?
S-T-A-C-Y.
Okay. And can you spell O'Quinn for me?
O-Q-U-I-N-N.
Okay. And what's the address you want those checks being mailed to?
123 Money Street.
Money Street. Okay. And what state are you in?
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay. And what's your zip code?
33333.
Okay. And how do you want to take care of the purchase of your top package?
Well, that's the only thing. I mean, everything sounded good, but I was just talking about, laying people off and cutbacks at work. I mean, I don't really have, you know, that kind of money to actually get started at all. That's a lot of money.
Okay. So then you're thinking more of the basic package then?
No, I don't. I mean, that's still over $1,000. I don't have that kind of money.
So, Stacy, is it that you are absolutely serious about making that extra money and you really do want to quit your job and be able to stay home with your family and you really don't have that money? Or are you just saying that because you're not really that serious about that and you don't really want to hurt my feelings?
No, it doesn't really hurt you. It doesn't matter to me whether or not I hurt your feelings or not. If I had an extra $1,000 right now, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Okay. Well, Stacy, I typically don't do this unless I'm, you know, convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. Now, what I can do, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do it with you yet, is I can actually take a risk on an individual that I feel is deadly serious and get their training started today. Now, if I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I am willing to take a risk on you, and I can pre-launch your business by getting your training started today, if I know that you're serious. In fact, as serious as Dani Johnson was. If you remember her story, she had $2.03 to her name and $35,000 worth of debt. She was destitute and broke and living out of her car. And not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started and made $2,000 profit her first 10 hours from her payphone booth. $6,500 in 30 hours and $10,000 the next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she actually made $1 million. So, Stacy, are you as serious as she was?
Well, I mean, I'm not homeless, but I don't want to be homeless either. So I would say, yeah, I'm probably more serious than she was.
Tell me why.
Well, because like they're cutting people back at work. They're cutting people off. I mean, laying people back and doing layoffs and cutbacks. And, you know, I don't know when my number's going to get called.
Okay. So do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Okay, I have some homework for you. Now, we're going to get your training underway, but Stacy, if you do the homework, then I know you're serious. If you don't do the homework, I'm sorry, we'll have to cut our losses early. So if you do it, then I know that you're serious and I can take you to the next step.
Let's freeze right here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Something I forgot to add is after taking the training, our training costs money, and they give me the objection there, too, every time.
Okay. Okay. A couple of things that I want to touch on. By the way, I just gotta ask you: Are you comfortable right now where you're sitting or whatnot?
Kind of. I was kind of leaning forward. I've got a cold, but
sure. Okay. You sounded really comfortable. I just want to make sure that you are comfortable. So you have the process down pat. You have the process down pat, and we can even I'll even role play with you the training the training costing money. So I'm familiar with that as well. I've used a system like that as well in the past several different times. So for several different years. So let me do this for a second. Let me give you some let me do this two different ways. So let me start out like this first of all. Okay. So the it's a conference call you're using. So the conference call is over with. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Shane. What did you like about what you heard on the call?
Well, you know, all the people's stories about all the money they made, it sounds pretty awesome.
Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, I heard about one woman who made $30,000 in her first month and $250,000 her first year. It sounds pretty unbelievable.
Okay. Shane, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, I just want to be able to make sure that I can, you know, provide for my family and live a lifestyle that's not just day-to-day, you know, working to live. I want to be able to create a lifestyle for my family that with freedom.
So Shane, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to know that you can earn enough money so that you don't have to worry about just working to live and you can have more freedom with your family?
A long time, I think.
Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working towards being able to have that freedom you're looking for? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Definitely at the top.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks that your clients are sending you?
Shane.
S-H-A-N-E?
Yep.
And your last name?
H-O-U-S-T-O-N.
And what address do you want your clients to send their checks to?
123 Money Lane.
123 Money Lane. Okay. And what's the city?
It's in Chatham, Ontario, Canada.
Chatham, Ontario. And what's the postal code there?
N0P 180.
N0P 180?
A, letter A.
Okay, 180. Okay. And Shane, how do you want to take care of your package?
Oh, well, actually, I can't do that today.
So, Shane, is it that you're absolutely serious about being able to have that freedom you talked about for your family, and you've fallen on some serious hard times, and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me you can't afford it because you're really not serious at all about that freedom and being able to live for your family, and but you just don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, I don't really care about your feelings. I just really just can't do it right now.
Well, Shane, I typically don't do this unless I'm, and I'm not sure I'm actually going to do it with you either, unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. And if you were deadly serious, I might could start your training. So if I was certain that we were not going to waste each other's time, then I was willing to take a risk on you. I could pre-launch your business if I knew that you were serious. In fact, as serious as Dani Johnson, she had $2.03 to her name. She has $35,000 in debt. She was death to broke living out of her car. Not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started and made $2,000 her first challenge from a payphone booth, $6,500 in 30 hours, and $10,000 next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. Have you tuned me out yet?
Yeah, a long time ago.
So, okay, you're just really low key. So your voice, and you know, I've gotten to meet you at First Steps events. I've had hours and hours and hours of conversations with you. I've been with your family overseas to Belize with some work we did with King's Ransom and the orphanages and things like that. So I know the way you're reading that script is not who you are. So your naturalness, I mean, you need to be yourself. I saw on Facebook you recently got engaged. Congratulations. I'm pretty sure you don't talk to your fiance like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so you need to talk to the person like you're talking to your fiance. So, and to be honest, it's like you care about this person and where they're going to go if they care. And so that's how you're reading the script. It is a filter approach. You said that you're getting to a point to charge them for the training. And, you know, your training is probably, you know, in the industry, people who do that, it's like $29, $59, $79, up to, I've seen them as high as $179 to be able to just like suddenly start someone in a low level with their training and things like that. But if they're not having, if they're not really believing that you're really taking a risk on them and taking a chance on them, they're not really believing that you're serious, your tone is coming over, they're wanting to tune you out, why in the world would they pay $50, $29, or even $19 to start in any training with you?
Right.
So let's just try it a different way. So conference call is over with. So ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Shane. What did you like about what you heard on the call?
You know, all the people making money and the stories were awesome.
Tell me more about that.
Well, one that stuck out to me was a woman who made, she was a single mom and she made $30,000 her first month and $250,000 her first year. That blows my mind.
Okay. And Shane, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Definitely a lot.
What for?
Well, I want to be able to, you know, have a solid future for my future family, be able to be financially independent, maybe even invest in some real estate one day.
So, Shane, at your current job, how long would it take you to be financially independent and be able to have investments in real estate one day?
I don't know. I think it would take quite a while.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to be financially independent and getting those investments? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Definitely at the top.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks your clients are sending you?
Shane.
Okay.
Houston.
Houston like the city. Okay.
Yep.
And what address do you want your clients to send their checks to?
123 Money Way.
123 Money Way. And what city?
Chatham, Ontario, Canada.
Chatham, Ontario. And what's the postal code there in Chatham?
N0P1A0.
N0P1A0. Okay, and how do you want to take care of your package, Shane?
Do you take Visa?
Yes. I'm ready for that number when you are.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Freeze. What happened to your money injection, Shane?
The first time you did that, I could tell how you were sounding. And then the second time, I almost forgot that we were practicing and I was actually just genuinely answering your questions.
There's also another clue that you were genuinely answering the questions. You actually, on the question as far as do you want to make a little or a lot, what for, you told us the first time you wanted to have financial freedom and you wanted to work, you know, not have to work for dollars, et cetera. But you gave something a little more detailed the second time. I hope everyone picked up on it. You obviously have an interest in real estate, and that was a deeper level answer than what you gave us the first time.
Yeah, I guess I just felt more comfortable.
Okay. So, I'm glad you felt comfortable. That's awesome. But let's go ahead and, just for the sake of time, go ahead and when I ask you for how do you want to take care of your package, give me the money objection. So,
okay.
Shane, how do you want to take care of your package?
I just take care. I don't have any way to take care of it, actually, right now.
So, Shane, is it that you're absolutely serious about being able to have that financial freedom and invest in real estate, but you've fallen on some serious hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me that you can't afford it because you're really not serious at all and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, I really am serious. I just no way for me to be able to do it today.
Well, Shane, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. If I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, I'm willing to take a risk on you. I can pre-launch your business and at least get your training started if I know that you are serious. In fact, as serious as Dani Johnson was. You heard a little bit about her on that call. She had $2.03 to her name. She was $35,000 in debt. She was destitute broke living out of her car. Not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started, made $2,000 her first 10 hours from a payphone booth, $6,500 in 30 hours, and $10,000 the next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she made her first million. So, Shane, are you as serious as Dani Johnson was?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me why.
Well, just because I don't want to, you know, wake up 10 years from now and wonder what would have happened if I did it, you know. I don't want to just get stuck in routine. I want to live life by design.
Okay. Okay, Shane. I will take a risk on you. Welcome aboard. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
I have some homework for you. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get your training underway. But, Shane, if you don't do the homework, I'm sorry, we'll have to cut our losses early. Okay?
Okay.
So if you do this, we'll know you're serious, and I'll take you to the next step. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to set up the website that will give you the websites for your clients in the future. It's also going to give you access to the training that we use. And we use Dani Johnson's training. The second thing that we're going to do, there are some very specific things Dani Johnson did to go from homeless to millionaire. There are some specific techniques that every person that you heard in the presentation used to go from where they were to the results that you've heard. And they use the website system to do that. So, Shane, using the website system, I will show you those specific techniques in your training. You'll be able to see how with that website you're able to develop the freedom that you're looking for and be able to invest in real estate. So, are you in front of your computer now?
Yep.
Okay. The website that you want to go to is going to be www.companyname.com.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. And do you see right there where it says get started? First of all, show me what you're looking at.
Yeah, I see a website with a video in the middle. It says presented by Stacey O'Quinn.
Okay, perfect. Okay, then go ahead and you see where it says get started there in the top right-hand corner?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
And then there's a heading there. It's like get started now or something like that. And then there's a typical process that a new client would use when they get started with our company. First, you'd go through, book a spot with a presentation. I already took care of that earlier. And then typically you would go ahead and order your product. That's that second step right there. And then, of course, you get started with your training, and like I talked about with Danny Johnson. So we're going to go ahead and take a risk on you, and we're going to start your training first. So go ahead and click on that company website there that's going to take us to where Danny Johnson's training is at. That's step three. Just click on that.
Okay, yeah.
And you should see a page with a blue banner. Do you see that?
I see that.
Okay. And then just click on that Get Started tab right there.
Okay.
And what do you see?
I see it says sign up for this powerful system for $69.95.
Okay, great. Go ahead and fill that information out. Once everything is filled out on this webpage, I'm going to be able to enroll you into the training. And then just go ahead and click that button down there at the bottom that says continue to the next step. You'll see a white website with blue trims, a welcome screen. Let me know when you see that, and then, of course, I'll be able to get you started in your training.
Is that $69.95 going to be processed immediately?
Yes, of course.
Well, I am really serious, but I don't have a $69.95 right now.
Oh, I didn't either. That's why you can use a Visa or a debit card, a MasterCard, anything like that.
It's not even available on that either.
Okay. That's going to tie our hands up. I can take you to some initial free training, but really to get you moving forward, how soon will you be able to get $70?
Probably next week.
Okay. Then why don't we do this? I'm going to take you to some training that Danny Johnson did that's specific to the home business industry in general. And then, of course, next week, once you get the $70, I'll be able to get you into the nuts and bolts of the details about our company, and we can be able to start earning you that income so that you can have that financial freedom you're looking for, and you can actually be investing in real estate. Have you invested in real estate at all yet?
Not technically. I rent out rooms in the house that I live in.
Okay.
But I don't have actual rental property outside of my own home.
How soon do you want to start getting rental property?
As soon as I can.
Okay. So I'm going to get you started in this initial training, and Danny's got some techniques that's going to definitely show you how to get started in that rental property. So I'm going to walk you to that website right now. It's called smarternetworker.com. I'm going to walk you to that website, and then I'm going to get you started in there, and I'm going to give you some more homework once we get over there on that website. And then, of course, once you get the $70, as soon as you get that, you let me know, and we'll be able to use the information we're going to learn here and then the details specific to our company, and we're going to be able to get you to start earning that money so you can get rental properties right away.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, cool. Yeah, you're very welcome. So let's go ahead and walk you over to smarternetworker.com, blah, 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 blah. And then at that point, I would engage them in the smarternetworker.com, and then you already know the process you would start. I know what your process is like. I know you start following up with them, training them, et cetera, and I would start moving in that direction. And then, of course, they're either going to follow through or they're going to fall off. But you've done your part.
So you'd have them call you back, not try to schedule an appointment?
If they're going through the processes, you can schedule an appointment. If someone if I'm going to use the Smarter Networker website, I'm going to give them some homework assignments and follow back up with them. Absolutely, I'm going to follow back up with them. But if someone was saying something to me, I could probably come up with that money by tax season next year. Okay. It depends on how they answer the rest of the script. I would plug them in the Smarter Networker, but then as far as how much time I'm going to spend, they're going to have to show me something that they're actually serious. Because the reason they're telling me tax time next year is they've been through all the information with me. They went through the presentation, and I know your presentation is quite long. You spend an hour and a half or more with them at this point, and they're telling you that they're serious enough they're going to start at tax time, and we're, months out. Not that they're getting tax return next week. That's different. So it would really just kind of it would really depend. I'm not really excited about someone talking about tax time next year in April. But if next week, that's a little more serious. And I know that who doesn't have $70?
Right.
Everybody has access to that. I believe everyone has access to $11,000, period, in the story. So everyone has access to $70. No, it may not be in their back pocket, but they got a brother, a sister, a mama, a daddy, a husband, a wife, something. $70. Get out of here. So, that's the, I mean, Danny Dice was homeless and had $70. So that's the issue there. And no, it doesn't matter if it was $170 or if it was $500. Everyone has that kind of money. So, but you told me a week, plug you in the training, and then we go from there. I really base it off of when I'm spending free time with you, you got to be making the appointments and we got to be following back up. And if something happened and you just kind of were blowing off the appointments, I would say, hey, listen, I definitely want to work with you, but as soon as you get, the $70, you go ahead and give me a call back and then we'll work more into the training. If they weren't really going through it. But how did you feel at the end? That's the key, Shane.
Yeah, I felt good, and I wanted to buy the training. I wanted to see how you handled it because I get that all the time. So that's why I said I didn't have the 69.
So, and the key is you want them to feel good about working with you. You want them to say, gosh, I don't have it now. I just did a close the other day when a guy wanted to get started at the bottom package, and he said, I don't have the money. I don't know when I'd ever get it. And I just went through the same process with him, and then he's like, you know what, I'm gonna make a phone call. Let me talk to my sister. Can we connect in 30 minutes? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the only way someone's gonna feel that way if they feel that you have a purpose and you're going somewhere in your business. Did you feel like I had a purpose?
Yeah, definitely. And when you brought up my goals again, that I really felt it there. I definitely have never done that. I wrote that down. Like when you brought up about how Dan taking me to Smarter Networker can help with knowledge and in order to invest in real estate, I showed that you really listened and cared. And you're looking to help me, not just with my goal, not just getting started with you.
Absolutely. So we went through two examples there in detail. So the first example, did it even come across at all that I cared, even though I was saying the same words essentially?
No, not really.
No. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. Now, the 7% is extremely, and this has really been a good call tonight, the 7% is extremely important because you can't get the 7% wrong. I mean, you don't have a whole lot of wiggle room there to get it wrong. So we all have the script, and as long as we're using a presentation that another successful person in our company is using who's making significant money, then we know the presentation is good. We got the scripts. So then it's just up to us, and it really comes down to how do we feel about our business? How do we feel about our company? How do we feel about our products and our opportunity? Shane, you did awesome. You're an excellent example, and I'm looking forward to where you're going. Clearly, I actually looked at your numbers, and I wanted to tell you this before, real briefly before I put you back into the class here. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Got to find my spreadsheet here. Shane, you are doing incredible, because I know you do this part-time, but you, 7.5 hours, you made 162 dials, and you took people, it looks like you had 12 people that you actually talked to, and then, of course, you got an opportunity to close 4 of them. So for the hours and the effort you're putting in, for a part-time effort, that's incredibly professional. You're on the right track. Clearly, you have a vision for your business. You even talked about it on this call. It can't come out of you, a purpose with real estate and the things that you're looking to do, financial freedom, the life you're wanting to live. And to be working another job and to be doing this simultaneously with that kind of effort and those hours, that is absolutely phenomenal. It is professional. And that's what our industry needs if you're going to succeed at it, is that kind of work ethic. 7.5 hours and 162 dials with 12 conversations. Great job, Shane.
Thank you. I received that.
You're very welcome. Okay, Shane, that is our operator. Can you put Shane Houston back into the queue, please?
Certainly.
Cool. Okay. I'm just going to – I think what I'll do is I'm going to take one or two questions, and then I'm going to wrap up the call. And I want to talk a little bit about something that you guys need to be expecting next week with Danny. But before we do that, let's do this. I'm going to take at least two questions, maybe three if we do them fast. So if you have a question that you want to, you know, step up, any help with anything, make sure you press 1. Is that right, Shane? They press 1?
That is correct.
Press 1, and Shane the operator, not Shane from Ontario, Shane the operator will be able to help us out. He's doing an absolutely phenomenal job He is professional, second to none. Press one. He will call you out, let you know your line is open, and then if you have a question, I'll be able to help you with that.
All right. First up, we have Rebecca Ellis. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca. Rebecca, unmute your line.
Yeah. Going once.
We can't hear you, Rebecca.
I'm going to try Diana Hightower, and Rebecca can press 1 again if she gets her phone unmuted. Diana Hightower, your line is open.
Hey, Stacy. Great to talk to you. Great class tonight. I have a quick question. This should be fast. My company only has one price point of the starting package.
Okay.
And it is covered in the video overview when I take them to the, you know, when I take them to the presentation and then I go to do the close. So how do you suggest, you know, after you talk about it, your current job, how long will it take, you know, from going from 5 to 6? 6 is really a natural for me because there is no starting at the bottom or starting at the top with our actual package, with our company. There's just one price point.
Okay. Then if I were you, I wish my company had one price point sometimes. I think that's a glorious way to deal with it because you actually do have two price points.
What I've been doing is modifying it and making the higher price point getting involved in Danny's first steps.
That's exactly right.
Okay, but I feel like I'm confusing them because they've seen the video with one, and then they're like, what do you mean, two price points? And they start, and then so, it starts to drill down on that and almost it magnifies the issue, the pricing issue, right?
Yeah, okay. So this is really straightforward. So I think what's going on is they're asking you questions and you're giving them too much information. So let's go ahead and deal with that. Go ahead and hit me with that really quick. So let me see. So Diana, do you want to make a little – oh, wait. Let's just fast forward over here. Where do you see yourself getting started, Diana, working slowly towards being – out of debt and being able to use the products to help you and your family out? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
I want to position myself for the faster track earning potential.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks?
Oh, I see what you're saying. They're not even they may not even go there with the price because you make it a very natural question.
Yeah, so you just go ahead and go for the close. And so what I would do is I'd go ahead and process that order initially, and then I would just say, Diana, you mentioned to me that you when we were ordering your package that you actually wanted to get started at the top, make twice the amount of money than you could starting at the bottom. So once you process that order, then I would let them know the top package is really getting the training. It's kind of like, you know, a teacher who doesn't get the training is a teacher's aide. A teacher who gets the training is actually a teacher. So the training, that's the key. The next training event is actually going to be Danny Johnson. Is Danny Johnson using your presentation at all?
Ask me that again. What do you mean?
Is Danny Johnson, is her story, is her name, do you use her name at all anywhere in your presentation?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, so they already know who Danny is then?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then absolutely then. Then I would just say, so the person who's going to make 2 times the amount of money is the person who gets started in that training event. Every single person in our company, well, you probably don't have those. So you just use other people's results. So people like Brian in Texas. Brian actually owned a little small business that he was struggling. He was multiple 6 figures in debt, and he owned a little bicycle shop, and he was just wanting to have a way to improve things, make things better for his family. And so he got plugged into Danny Johnson's training. He came out of that training, and in his first year, he made an extra $50,000. There's Stacy in North Carolina. He was actually a military guy, and he plugged into Danny Johnson's training, actually being in the military, having no experience working from home at all. He came out of that training event, and in his first year, he was able to make $104,000 in profit. Just like Jackie in Georgia. Jackie had worked always as a registered nurse, he tried to build his own business before the training. He was making a little extra money, but after he came out of the training, in 30 days, he made $15,000. So the people who make the most money, it's kind of like would a doctor go to, would you let a doctor work when you hadn't been to med school? So
yes.
If you want to
okay.
get started at the top,
okay.
you want to
very
get
very natural. And it, okay, that, thank you. That nailed it for me. And I think we're all taught to plug people into our systems and into our special events, et cetera, anyway. So you're right. It's a very natural plug-in to accelerate and to really get them going. Okay.
Yes, and you got to make sure you always tell stories. And if you don't have your own stories right now, there's nothing wrong with that. Use other people's stories because it's all true.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
There you go. Okay.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. That was great.
You're very welcome. Okay, Shane, let's take one more.
All right, that comes from Bradford Young. Go ahead.
Was it
hey,
Bradford?
Stacey. Yes,
hey.
This is.
Hey, Bradford, welcome to the call.
Hey. Thank you. My question is, you talked a lot tonight and last week as well about look what other people are doing, use that presentation because they're making money on it.
Right.
Well, the thing is, with our company, our sponsor and their sponsor and, you know, I don't know how far up, they don't work at Cole Leeds. They do all belly to belly. In fact, one of them didn't, I mean, they're all, well, both of them at least are tremendously successful. We had to kind of explain to them what a Cole Lead was because they'd never done it that way. So we ended up having to make our own presentation, like a webinar. So it's hard to tell the results because and we've only been doing it a couple of weeks, but haven't closed anybody yet on it. So we're not using a system that someone has already made a ton of money on.
Okay. Definitely. What type of presentations are these other people doing?
Home presentations.
Okay, so someone is sitting in a home. Are they standing in front of a room using a whiteboard, or how are they doing it?
No. It's like home parties, like classes, so to speak.
Okay. So
they're basically working one market only.
Sure, that's fine. That's okay. This is what people get confused by. People so often, and I know Brian and Laura and all those guys at Smarter Network are here all the time. It's amazing. People only, they think things are so different, and things are not really that different at all. It is all the exact same. It's just a different flavor. It's like, you know, ribeye and T-bone are both steaks. It's still a steak and it's still a good cut piece of meat. So there's nothing wrong with neither method. And they're not really that much different. It's just a different cut of meat of the same thing. So what I would do is, whoever this is doing a home presentation who is incredibly good at it, I would go get a video camera and I would take a video of them doing a home presentation and I'd put that dang thing on YouTube. And I would drive my people to that.
Okay.
How long is the presentation they're doing? It's a class, 30 minutes, 45 minutes?
We actually haven't been to one yet because they live in a different state. But we are going to be meeting up with them, like, beginning of November.
Perfect. Now you have a really good reason to record it.
Exactly. No, that's
yeah.
a great idea.
And then you don't have to figure out what to come up with or anything. Record that puppy, put it on YouTube, and then you can edify who's doing that presentation with everyone of your prospects, edify that presentation, and it's just a video. You don't have to get, oh, yeah, well, they're not. You don't even have to tell your people all the details and the backstory behind it, anything like that. It's just who's doing the presentation, no big deal, boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
That's the same kind
okay.
of presentation that I actually use every single day. The guy in the kitchen talking, it was shot on an amateur video camera.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know, we don't have to – success isn't anything that we really have to think. If we're having to think about success, especially up to a six-figure income, we're doing it all wrong.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it felt like at the beginning we're just beating our head up against the wall. So,
yeah.
No, that's helpful. That's very helpful. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now you can stop beating your head against the wall. Okay, Shane, go ahead and put Bradford back in the queue. And I'm glad you stepped out and asked that question because I know people ask those kinds of things all the time. And it's really is that simple. And that's one of the things that I hope that we take away from these classes. Success is very, very simple. We just complicate it. And see, the first thing is we have to make a decision that this is what we're going to do. Remember what I talked about at the very beginning of the call. When you were first getting started and you couldn't even sleep at night, you were so excited about the possibilities, about the product or the service, about what you were going to be able to do with your family, the experiences you were going to get to have, how you were not going to have to worry about feeling any less stress. I have a question for you. Where did that go? Where did that go? Because you know what? Every single person that you have a chance to reach out to, that's a person that's lost. I'm not talking about spiritually. It could be spiritually as well. But I'm talking about they're lost in life. They're stressed out. They're worried they're going to lose their job at work. They're worried about their health. That's why they were inquiring about it. They like the idea of travel. They're worried about, you know, that legal need they have. Whatever your product is, they're worried about what's going to happen to their kids and their grandkids. Are their kids going to have to live the same stressed out life they lived? They never wanted to be in this position when they were 18, 19, and 20 looking at life, but they found themselves here. Every single person that you pick up the phone, every single person you talk to is hurting. They have needs in their life. Especially, how do you know they have needs? Because they actually inquired or they showed you a need when you were forming them at the grocery store. And every one of us has a need or we're lying about our lack of needs. It's the world we live in. We don't live in a utopia. But for those people, for you to be able to help those people out, you have to be serious about what you're doing. And your mindset has to be serious. This is not a hobby. If it's a hobby, it's going to cost you money. You have to be okay with that. But if you're building it like a business, you're building it like that executive. And people always look at, oh, I don't want to be a stuffy executive, maybe. How do you think Mother Teresa built her organization? It was 126 locations worldwide and some of the poorest. Do you think she accidentally stumbled into the fact of helping people? Or did she help people with a vision and a passion and a purpose? You take any successful person, anyone who's succeeded, you know, millions of dollars, did they accidentally succeed or was it with a purpose and a passion? I'm going to tell you, next week you have a unique opportunity. Dani Johnson is coming to this call with a purpose and a passion, and she ain't playing around. She is dang serious about you being able to succeed. She is going to be looking at your numbers, and Dani is a master with names. She never forgets a name. Never forget. Trust me, the first time you see her in an event, I'm telling you, she has a photogenic memory. She will remember 3 years from now what you were wearing and what part of the room you were sitting in. It is absolutely incredible. Sometimes they must take millions of pictures of the rooms, and she just must look at those things for months. I don't know how she does it. But she is going to want to get to know you and see you succeed in an incredible way. And she's going to be working with people who are making the biggest improvements as far as time permits. And she's going to be late. And here's what's unique about next week. You want to make sure that you're on this call with a pen and paper handy and you're in a quiet spot. Because, Dani, there will become a day, and we don't know, it can be not too far off in the distant future. There will come a day when people will read books about Dani Johnson, because she is a legend in the industry, and there's been hundreds of thousands of articles, repeated articles, videos, documentary-type stuff, interviews done on Dani and her story. There will come a day when people would say, man, if I could only learn from someone like that. Lucky you, your day is coming up twice next week. Lucky you, your opportunity is coming up October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And that seminar is coming up, and I believe it's the last First Step seminar for the year. I'm not 100% sure of that. I believe it's the last one for the year, and that means that if you don't get to that event for some reason, you probably won't be able to get to an event until sometime next year, and that's totally okay. I mean, if your future is okay being put on hold and waiting, if your financial independence, if your ability to touch people's lives, if your ability to live life with less stress is okay waiting, you know, to sometime the first quarter of next year, because we don't know, she does events internationally sometimes, so we don't know when that's going to be. If you haven't registered for the next First Steps event, you need to get off of this phone and you need to go to smarternetworker.com and get registered immediately. And you need to call Laura and Brian tomorrow. Call the Smarter Networker number and let them know that you're going to be there and you have two or three or four or five people that you want to get to that event with you. You don't want to be there alone and you want to learn. If you wait till next week to Danny's call, that event might be sold out. I've seen a lot of these events over the year completely sell out and people couldn't get in the room they wanted to. Couldn't get in the room, and they ended up having to wait 2, 3, 4 months later whenever an event was actually available they could get to. This is your opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. You're in a great business. You have a great company. You're in a great position. Look how many people, they're not even in the position yet. They don't even have this training available to them. They didn't know they could be in this training. Not only did you know it, you took advantage of it. You have Brian and Laura and the entire team at Smarter Networker. And for crying out loud, you have Danny Johnson in the flesh. I would get on the call early, and I would not miss one stinking word she drops. Because I promise you, I would have never made a $10,000 a month once in my life. And, of course, I've made hundreds of them now. I would have never made $10,000 a month. I'm very confident in that if it wasn't for Danny Johnson's training. It's a privilege and an honor to get a chance to work with you. I can't wait to see you at First Steps in Los Angeles, California. I'm going to be there. I hope to meet you. Have a great evening, and God bless you.